Hello, I'm very happy to have this opportunity to share Apache Doris with you. Thank you so much for coming. Today my topic is Apache Doris incubating. It's a simple and single tightly coupled OLAP system. Well, firstly, please let me make a self-introduction. I'm Reed, an Apache committer, come from China. I'm working for Baidu Corporation, China's Google, as a senior software engineer and core developer of Doris. I have more than 10 years experience in software development, and I have a 5-year experience in managing a team. I once worked for Naver, South Korea's largest web search engine, and Qihoo 360, China's largest internet security company. There are four parts of this topic. Firstly, I will make an introduction for Doris. Secondly, I will explain the architecture and the key techniques. Thirdly, I will list the features and functions of Doris. Lastly, I will let you know what is the data storage model of Doris. One, the introduction, what is Doris? Doris is an MPP-based interactive SQL data warehousing for reporting and analysis. It was originally started by Baidu Corporation in 2014, and it was contributed to the Apache Foundation by Baidu in July 2018, and is currently in its incubation phase. Unlike other popular SQL on Hadoop systems, Doris is designed to be a simple and single-tightly coupled system, not depending on other systems. Doris not only provides high concurrent, low latency, and point querying performance, but also provides a high throughput queries of ad hoc analysis. Doris not only provides batch data loading, but also provides real-time stream data loading. Doris also provides high availability and reliability, fault tolerance, and scalability. The simplicity of developing, deploying, and using, and meeting many data serving requirements in SQL system are the main feature of Doris. Generally speaking, Doris is the technology combination of Google Mesa and Apache Impala. Mesa is a highly scalable and analytical data storage system that stores critical measurement data related to Google's internet advertising business. Mesa is designed to satisfy complex and challenging set of users and systems requirement, including near real-time data ingestion and queryability, as well as high availability, reliability, fault tolerance, and scalability for large data and query volumes. Impala is a modern open source MPP SQL engine architected from the ground up for the Hadoop data processing environment. Mesa can satisfy the needs of many of our storage requirements. However, Mesa itself does not provide a SQL query engine. Impala is a very well MPP SQL query engine, but the lack of a perfect distributed storage engine is downtime. So in the end, we choose the combination of these two technologies. Doris has been used in Baidu for more than 1,000 machines and 200 business lines, including Baidu Fenchao and Baidu Statistics. The maximum single business data volume exceeds 1 PB. Meanwhile, it has also been highly recognized in... Meanwhile, it has been highly recognized in Baidu's public cloud and 2B business. Since the open source, more than 10 companies, including Sina, Weibo, Sohu, Meituan, Lianjia, Guazi, IPU, Jingdong, Sichuan Airlines, Golden Wind, Shanghai Electric, Xiaomi, and etc. have used Doris in their online business. TechJD.com, for example. JD.com is one of the biggest e-commerce platforms in China. In 2018, JD Group's market transaction volume was close to 1.7 trillion yuan. JD created the famous 618 Shopping Festival. In the store celebration month, JD will launch a series of large-scale promotional activities. For JD.com, advertising is one of its important business, especially during 618 each year. In this year's 618 festival, Doris shows that its strong, stable, and efficient performance, according to the advertising platform team of JD.com, who applied Doris to their system. Why JD.com decided to use Doris in their online business? There are four causes, according to the JD.com team. Firstly, Google Meta's theory with Baidu's engineering practice. And Doris has entered the Apache Foundation incubation. They think it is the commercial company friendly, and subsequent development and maintenance is guaranteed. Secondly, perfect feature support. Doris has a standard MySQL protocol. Many existing peripheral MySQL function modules can be used, and the overall use is very convenient, and the user migration cost of the originally MySQL database is very low. Thirdly, higher concurrency and higher QPS support. Because the core code is all implemented in C++, and the performance is better. Lastly, a convenient operation and maintenance with clear structure. Only FE and BE modules with fewer external dependencies. You can concurrently maintain the Doris system. Choose the architecture and the key techniques of Doris. Doris implementation consists of two daemons, front-end FE and back-end BE. It is so simple that it just has two processes, FE and BE. users can use any client data compatible MySQL protocol to connect FE daemon. Of course, users can use native C API, JDBC, ODBC, PHP, Python, Perl, Ruby, and etc. to connect FE daemon. A typical Doris cluster generally composes of several front-end daemons and dozens to hundreds of back-end daemons. Front-end daemon consists of a query coordinator and a catalog manager. A query coordinator is responsible for receiving users' SQL queries, compiling queries, and managing queries execution. Catalog manager is responsible for managing metadata such as databases, tablets. Several front-end daemons could be deployed to guarantee fault tolerance and load balancing. Backend daemon stores the data and executes the query fragments. Many backend daemons could also be deployed to provide scalability and fault tolerance. Clients can use MySQL-related tools to connect any front-end and daemon to submit a SQL query. The front-end receives the query and compiles it into query plans executable by the backend. Then front-end sends the query plan fragments to backend. Backends will build a query execution DAG, DIG DAG, and data is filtered and pipelined into the DAG. The final result response is sent to client via front-end. As I said before, generally speaking, Doris is a technology's combination of Google Mesa and Impala. Actually, also, I'm punching ORC file. We developed a distributed storage engine based on Google Mesa and Apache ORC file technologies. To be more exact, the technologies learned from Mesa include aggregate data model, versioned data management, prefix index, online schema change, and etc. In data format, indexes, compression, encoding, we refer to Apache ORC file. Unlike Mesa, the storage engine of Doris does not rely on any distributed file system. We also deeply integrate this storage engine with Impala query engine. Query complying, query execution, coordination, and catalog management of storage engine are integrated to be front-end daemon. Query execution and data storage are integrated to be back-end daemon. With this integration, we implemented a single four featured high-performance MPP database, as well as maintaining the simplicity. So as I said before, the simplicity of deploying, developing, and using, and meeting many data serving requirements in a single system are the main feature of Doris. Three features and functions. As an OLAP system, Doris can ingest data from local files. Real-time data come from Kafka and HDFS files. And when this data enters Doris, they can be pre-aggregated. MySQL compatible networking protocol is implemented in Doris frontend. The main cause of using MySQL compatible protocol as the following. Firstly, SQL ETFS is preferred for engineers. Secondly, compatible with MySQL protocol makes the integrating with current existing BI software, such as Tabular, easier. Lastly, rich MySQL client libraries and tools reduce our development costs, but also reduces the user's usage cost. The front ends of Doris can be configured to three kinds of roles: leader, follower, and observer. Through a voting protocol, a follower frontends firstly elect a leader frontend. All the write requests of metadata are forwarded to the leader. Then the leader writes the operation into the replicating the log files. If the new log entry will be replicated to at least quorum followers successfully, the leader commits the operation into memory and responds to the write request. Followers always replace replicating the log to apply them into their memory metadata. If the leader crashes, a new leader will be elected from the leftover followers. Leader and follower mainly solve the problem of write availability and partly solve the problem of read scalability. Leader replicants log stream to observers asynchronously. Observers don't evolve leader election. The replicating the state machine is implemented based on BerkeleyDB Java version, in brief BDBJE. BDBJE has achieved high availability by implementing Pegasus-like consensus algorithm. We use BDBJE to implement Doris log replication and leader election. In-memory catalog storage has three functional modules: real-time memory data structures, memory checkpoints, a local disk, and an operating ready log. When modify catalog, the mutation operation is written into the log file firstly, then the mutation operation is applied into the memory data structures. Periodically, a string does the checkpoint that dumps memory data structure image into local disk. Checkpoint mechanism enables the fast startup of frontend and reduce the disk storage occupancy. Actually, in-memory catalog also simplifies the implementation of multiple frontends. In FE, the query come from client will be translated to the distributing query plan, that is a distribution of query fragments. These query fragments will be sent to each backend node to execute. The distribution of query fragment execution takes minimizing data movement and maximizing scalability as the main goal. Because Doris is designed to provide iterative analysis, so the average execution time of queries is short. Considering this, we adopt query re-execution to meet the fault tolerance of query execution. Two-level partitioning. Like most of distributed database system, data in Doris is horizontally partitioned. However, a single level partitioning rule, such as hashing partition or range partition, may not be a good solution to all scenarios. For example, there is a user-based fact table that stores rows data like debt, user ID, metrics, and etc. Choosing only hashing partitioning by column user ID may lead to uneven distribution of data when one user's data is very large. If choosing range partitioning according to column depth, it will also lead to uneven distribution of data due to the likely data explosion in a certain period of time. Therefore, we support the two-level partitioning rule. The first level is the range partitioning. Users can specify a column, usually the time series column, range of values of the data partition. In one partition, the user can also specify one or more columns and a number of buckets to do the hashing partitioning. User can combine with different partitioning rules to better divide the data. In one partition, the user can also specify one or more columns and a number of buckets to do the hashing partitioning. Three benefits are gained by using the two-level partitioning mechanism. Firstly, old and new data could be separated and stored on different storage mediums. Secondly, storage engine or backend can reduce the consumption of I/O and CPU for unnecessary data merging. Because the data in some partitions is no longer be updated. Lastly, every partition's bucket number can be different and adjusted according to the change of data size. MVCC and compaction. To achieve higher update through output, Doris only applies updates in batches at the smallest frequency of every minute. Each update batch specifies an increased version number and generates delta. So you can query all committed data using the committed version, and the uncommitted version would not be used in querying. All update versions are strictly be increasing order. If an update contains more than one table, the versions of these tables are committed atomically. The MVCC mechanism allows Doris to guarantee multiple table autonomy updates and query consistency. In addition, Doris user use compaction policies to merge delta files to reduce delta number. Also reduce the cost of delta merging during query for higher performance. Materialized view. MESA also supports creating materialized rollups, which contain a column subset of schema to gain better aggregation effect. ROAP is a materialized view that contains a column subset of schema in Doris. A table may contain multiple ROAPs with columns in different order. According to sorting index and column converting of the ROAPs, Doris can select the best ROAP for different query. Because most ROAPs only contain a few columns, the size of aggregating the data is typically much smaller than, and query performance can greatly be improved. All the ROAPs in the same table are updated atomically. Because the ROAPs are materialized, users should make a trade-off between query latency and storage space when using them. We can create a materialized view, namely ROAP, by outer table statement actually. After creating, we can view by show outer table statement. If we want to know if the ROAP takes effect, we can use the explain statement to view its query plan. And from query plan, we can see the ROAP table name. The storage engine of Doris uses columnar storage technology. Compared with the row-oriented database, column-oriented organization is more efficient when an aggregate needs to be computed over many rows, but only for a small subset of all columns of data. Because reading data smaller subset of data can be faster than reading whole raw data. And the columnar storage is also space friendly due to the high compression rate to each column. Further, columns support block level storage technology such as Minmax index and Bloom filter index. Query executor can filter out a lot of blocks that do not meet the predicate to further improve the query performance. For the storage, data storage model. Doris combines Google Mesos data model and OS file or packet storage technology. Data in Mesos is inherently multi-dimensional fact table. These facts in table typically consist of two types of attributes. Dimensional attributes, which we call key, and mirror attributes, which we call values. The table schema also specifies the aggregation function. The function f is v multi v to v, which is used to aggregate the values corresponding to the same key. To achieve higher update through output, Mesos loads data in bunch. Each bunch of data will be converted to a Delta file. Mesos uses MVCC approach to manage these Delta files and so to enforce update atomically. Like traditional databases, Doris stores structured data represented as tables. Each table has a well-defined schema consisting of a finite number of columns. User can create three types of table to meet different needs in iterative query scenarios. Aggregate key, duplicate key, and unique key. Data in all three types of table are sorted by key. Uh, aggregate key model, for example, type one, we can define this model by specifying the keywords or aggregate key read words in here. According to Mesa's data model, all columns of a table can be divided into two parts, key and value. The columns name list in the parentheses we defined are the key, and the rest of columns are values, such as last visit date, cost, max dwell time, and mean dwell time. We can define the aggregation functions for values, such as sum, mean, max, replace. And this function will aggregate the corresponding value by key. Next, the type two, the duplicate key model. We can define this model by specifying the key was our duplicate key. Like the aggregate key, the columns name list in the parentheses are the key, and the rest of columns are values, such as error code, error message, OPID, and OP time. In this type, Doris will only keep one row for the delta which has duplicate key. Next, the type three, the unique key model. We can define this model by specifying the keywords of unique key. Like the aggregate key, the columns, the column name list in the parentheses are the key. And the rest of columns are values, such as sitting, age, and etc. In this type, those will replace the data which are the same key. Actually, this model completely equality the aggregate key, which only define replace function. At last, I show you that how to contact us, the official website and source code in GitHub, the email and document. Thank you. Any question?
I have two questions for you.
Yeah.
Do you support, can I only access drivers via your MySQL layer, or can I also do batch jobs over the data directly?
Doris support MySQL compatible protocol.
Okay. So I only access the data via the protocol. There's no way to access the underlying data directly.
We can export the data to HDFS.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the partitioning when you create tables?
Yeah.
Can you shrink that data, or do you have to decide when you create a table?
You mean change the partition?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, yes. It's support change partitioning.
Okay.
Yeah. Now incubating fast. Yeah.
What is the
status of Doris? Oh, yeah. Actually, the contributes maybe20 or 30. Yeah. Commuters, I guess, eleven, 10 or 11. Yeah. Okay, thank you.